He may be an NBA outcast, but Donald Sterling is about to reap some all-star profits. An initial round of bidding for the LA Clippers reportedly closed yesterday with at least three bids and an estimate well over $1 billion.
All right, sports attorney Richard Roth is the founding partner of the Roth Firm in New York City. He joins us live to talk about this now. It's just the numbers are mind-boggling. Donald Sterling paid $12.5 million 3 decades ago for the team. And is a team really worth $1 billion, $2 billion, or is this just a bunch of rich guys you insert the word, match?
Yeah, you know, thank you for having me, and good morning. It's worth what people, bidders are willing to pay for it. The most recent sale, the highest sale of any team, was $550 million, which is the Milwaukee Bucks recently. We now have what appear to be offers in north of $2 billion. Why is that? It's the circumstances, it's Los Angeles, it's the team. But yes, is it worth that? I would say no, but I'm not the one that's doing the crunching the numbers. And they did get purportedly three very real bids from three very real groups of people. So the answer apparently is it's worth $2 billion.
All right. Okay, well, Shelley Sterling is certainly trying to sell the team, but can she really do it independently? Doesn't she have to have league involvement at some point?
Yeah, here's the way it works. The league is very involved in pretty much everything that's being done. On June 3rd, the league will vote whether or not to banish her husband. There are 29. There's what's called the Board of Governors, which is comprised of all 29 coaches, and there must be a 3/4 vote. So 22 of the 29 coaches have to vote to banish him, which presumably will be done. In addition, in a direct answer to your question, if she does decide to find, if she finds a buyer, the NBA also has to approve that sale, and then in that situation, you need a 3/4 vote. You need 22 owners who, of the 29, who will essentially say yay or nay to the sale. And if I'm an owner, it's almost like your neighbor. You see your neighbor's house being sold for a few million dollars. I'm going to say go for it. $2 billion only increases every owner's value of his other team, his team. So presumably, they get rid of him quickly. It's a huge sale. And, you know, they have to approve it, but presumably they will.
Now, here's the other thing, and I'm not sure you're aware of this, but likely you are. The Associated Press apparently spoke to somebody familiar with the negotiations, perhaps an insider with the league, who could not give his name or her name because of, not granted the okay to talk about this by the league, but said that if Shelley Sterling gets a sale done between now and Tuesday, then the vote to ban the Sterlings from the league will not happen. Are you familiar with that? And can you, if you are or not, either way, can you explain to us why the league would just skip that part of the process?
Yeah, I'm somewhat familiar with it. The league does not want, it is not a good thing when you ban an owner. And a lot of owners, the rumblings underneath are, well, you know, at what level does it reach the point of being expelled from the league? So it's not a pretty thing. It's no different than impeaching a president. So if they could avoid it, they will. The problem is that, think about it, we have groups that are now offering dollars. There's no contract being signed. Presumably it won't be signed by Tuesday. There could be an extension of the June 3rd date. But my gut is they are going to vote on June 3rd, and they are going to vote to expel him. And then from there, the groups will see whether or not they're real. I mean, the bidders that have been announced in the papers are very serious people with high finances who appear to be real. But I don't think that anything's going to be done by Tuesday, today being, you know, it's three business days away.
Okay, but if they sell, whether it's not by Tuesday, but, you know, soon, what then for Donald Sterling's argument against the league? And, you know, he's filed his response and is acted as like he's going to do an antitrust lawsuit. So what happens to that? Do you think he'll just give that up?
Yes, I think he will give it up. He filed a response. Yes, there's so much. This is ever evolving every day. He filed a very vicious, strong response yesterday with the league, and he said many things. He said that the recording was illegal, it therefore can't be used. He said it's not fair because it's not the entire conversation. He said it doesn't warrant expulsion. He went through what different owners and players and coaches have done, which he claims are as bad, if not worse, which don't result in those violations. And as importantly, he said if he has to sell for $2 billion. Since he bought the league, bought the team for $12.5 million, he has a tremendous tax forfeiture. So for all these reasons, he's essentially saying, don't expel me. I think that the way this has been handled by the league, and because they can't have this undercurrent of any racial issues in the NBA, it was handled very swiftly, and I believe that they're going to continue to be swift with him. I don't think they're going to give him any leeway. I think that the NBA is going to vote on the third. They're going to expel him. He will sell it. He'll have to get his tax liability. The man's worth reportedly $1.9 billion. And I think this will go on. I also believe that Shelley is just not going to be an owner anymore. I know she's fighting, but there's a lot of articles out there saying that she herself has problems.
Yeah. All right. Well, we sure thank you for talking to us this morning. That's sports attorney Richard Roth, founding partner of the Roth Firm in New York.